Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sub. Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stop with the stupid pictures.
Happy families.
Jim, your family's probably got Christmas morning. Y'all sit out in matching sweaters, eating cookies. I know Hardy's house is like that. Scout sits down, behaves. I know Beatles' house is very behaved.
Put your ass down!
Bert Breer's with us. Bert's house has to be similar. Although his
it's
kids,
not, yeah.
His kids are
Don't
more
you love the fake
spaced
Christmas
out.
Like, they're a little more spaced out, but they are, yeah. I mean, like, I'll just put it this way. If one of them isn't happy with what...
Chaos!
If one of them isn't happy with what they got, or one of them is jealous of what the other got, we're going to hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
They won't hold back.
No, it's good. Honest.
It could end in a physical altercation between the two of them.
It happens often.
Yeah.
Bert, the Lions yesterday made the announcement that they're sticking with Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
And also Bob Quinn. They also wrote an open letter to fans today.
I love these. Red Sox have done this.
Open letter. Hardy, how are you feeling about their decision to stick with Matt Patricia?
Hardy,
and Bob
you love
Quinn?
The open letters.
I'm 100% not surprised by the decision.
But how do you feel?
It's
you
think the
it's
the right
it's a good decision. It's a good decision.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
No, they turned around and were playing well there for a stretch, and then, Stafford just
hurt.
Shut down.
Yeah.
I think it's the right call.
It's absolutely
I think
the
they're
right
doing
call.
The right thing here. Here's what they wrote. Our 2019 season has not gone as anticipated by anyone in our organization. Our team has played hard and well enough to be very competitive. It has been well documented that we are one of only three teams to have held the lead in each of our first 12 games.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
More days in first place.
Just let him
More
do it.
More days in first place.
Let him do it.
Oh, this is like Dan Duquette all over again.
Oh, God.
It says, unfortunately, all too often, we have come up a few plays short of victory. Our current win-loss record is ultimately very disappointing. Goes on to say that we see signs of this foundation in our team's toughness, competitiveness, and culture. It says injuries happen in the NFL and are never an excuse. Nonetheless, our team has played through serious injuries this season to some of our best players. So injuries, not an excuse, but we're going to offer it up as an excuse anyway. It says to our dedicated fans, you deserve a winning team that you are excited to cheer for and proud to represent. Our entire organization is working to make the Lions a consistently winning team. Thanks, season ticket holders. Thanks, fans, for showing up and filling Ford Field for every game. And they thank their fans for continued support. But it says here, we are committed to year three of Coach Patricia's plan. To be clear, our expectation is for the Lions to be a playoff contender in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought...
contending for the playoffs, not making the playoffs.
Contending.
That doesn't say we need Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn to get this team to the playoffs next year or they're done.
So I will say this. I agree with them doing this. And the reason why, because I think you want to go into the offseason on a good note. And if you've made that decision that you're sticking with the people that you have in place, which is Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn, right? You've made that decision. then I think you don't want to have it lingering over the players' heads the next 2 weeks. You want them to know this is your coach, this is going to be your coach going forward, and you try to do something positive over the last 2 weeks of the season so you have some momentum going into the offseason. I also think the injury excuse, normally you laugh at that, but it's valid in this case, right?
Oh,
it's a quarterback.
I think injuries are obviously an explanation of why things have gone wrong. But just don't say injuries are no excuse, but here's why.
Yeah. I mean,
it's okay.
It's valid.
It's okay to reference that your team has been really hurt and that's why you weren't as good. Right. I just think that's probably down the list for the Lions.
And I think they played well at the beginning of the year. Like, I really do. Like, and I think that the fact that the Stafford injury completely destroyed everything, I was probably somewhat predictable. Especially considering their depth issue at that position. I also thought it was interesting. Do you guys notice that it named the coach but not the GM in that letter?
Yeah, it just says...
Doesn't say anything about the roster. Mm. Doesn't say anything about the GM. Just the coach, not the... You guys notice that?
But they said yesterday, they talked about Bob Quinn yesterday. When
right,
they
did because they were asked about it. But like, but I'm talking about like when they actually had a chance to sit down and put something together, and obviously it's been, I'm sure it went through all kinds of different channels before it got out publicly. Quinn's name's not on there. Patricia's is. I just think it's sort of an interesting thing as far as like a window into maybe how the ownership, how the upper management sees this whole thing, you know?
So. Interesting. The Detroit Free Press writes this today that the Detroit Lions just gave their fans the worst gift imaginable. A lump of coal with a pencil stuck behind his ear, and a general manager who has taken this once proud mediocre organization and driven it into the dirt. Once proud mediocre. The Lions have always sucked. What are they talking about?
They've embraced mediocre, though. They have.
The Lions are always terrible.
Great. When my dad was a kid growing up in Detroit, they were awesome. Bobby Lane.
How old's your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Lane. Bobby Lane wore 16.
That's right, though, Hardy, right?
Yeah.
Like when my dad was a kid, they were freaking awesome.
It says Lions owner Martha Firestone Ford and her daughter, Sheila Ford Hamp, have decided to bring back Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia because this is the Lions way. This is the Ford way, embracing loyalty, rewarding mediocrity, seeing progress where there is none, and making Lions fans suffer.
This is, you know what this is? This is, I mean, like, we've seen this forever. Like, this is, remember Wayne Fonts? Like how he would
escape.
Like Wayne Fonts, remember how he escaped getting fired every single year?
It went on for so long, and they would have blips like that. That's what they can't afford to do with Patricia again. It's just because, you know, you got a couple of impressive wins or your quarterback went down. If you see something and your gut tells you it's not right and it's not clicking, and I think it got past all the initial awkwardness, you know, the stuff that we heard about in his first training camp where he was being too much of a hard-o.
It was a lot better this.
Yeah, it seems like it's better, and it seems like he hasn't lost the room at all. But if there's any indication that it's not working out, don't let a couple of things like, we just ran up against a real juggernaut in the Packers this year, or, Stafford went down. No, if you need a new coach, you know, regardless of what bad luck befalls your team.
I would say there's one thing, not to get too deep into Lions talk, but the one thing that would bug me a little, the one thing that I think you have to kind of keep an eye on, roster-wise, the trade of Quandre Diggs, which was a move, like a quote-unquote culture move, right? Like that was what that was. And so, wow, just got Zoe's attention.
Holy moly.
How about that? It was a culture move. And yeah. The idea of like just, that's where we saw Chip Kelly mess up Philly, right? Like when he started to become too, like the moves that he was making were like just too heavily weighted towards having the right kind of guy instead of getting great players, right? Like, and so like that's the one thing I think you've got to watch. But there were certainly signs to be encouraged about the first 6 weeks of the season. They could have won every single game.
Yeah, it was unfortunate they allowed that comeback in Arizona to kind of get things going here earlier on.
You told me earlier, you showed this to me, Bill Belichick, 272 and 126 in the regular season, 31 and 11 in the postseason in his career. His former assistants combined record, 180, 268, and 1 with a single playoff win. A single playoff win from his former assistants who have gone on to be head
coaches.
Which
we talked about, I think it was Billy O'Brien.
Billy O'Brien over the Raiders.
With, I believe, Connor Cook at quarterback because Derek Carr was hurt.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Carr broke his leg the week before that.
So. Matt Patricia will deserve one more year. because I just think firing you after 2 years, and again, everything that happened there this year. Mm-hmm. But I'm not convinced he's going to be able to be a head coach in this league. I'm not convinced of that. I don't think he is a head coach. I don't think he's...
You think he's a coordinator?
I think he's a good coordinator.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to turn out to be a good head coach.
We'll see. I mean,
I wouldn't blow it up right now, but... because I think there's a way in which they could get better next year.
Yeah.
And then you could also fire him. I think both of those things could happen next year.
I do think this. Like, I think as far as what they... And this is where I think things have gone sideways a little bit there. You had Bob Quinn drafting... signing players for Jim Caldwell the first 2 years.
And he's not turning out to be a good GM either, is
and,
he?
And that's the thing is, like, now, like, what Matt Patricia's looking for is different than what Caldwell and his staff. And remember, like, what's made it hard for Patricia, I think, is the guy before him didn't fail. They had three winning seasons in 4 years, which is the most the Lions have had forever, right? So, like, he was walking into a situation where the guy before him wasn't a failure. So you can't just look at the players and say to them, well, you can't do it that way because you guys were 3-13 last year. No, they won 9 games the year before he got there. So I think this thing's been sort of complicated by that, complicated by the fact that they're looking for different types of players. They're very specific in what they want, and they're getting rid of good players for cultural reasons, guys like Quandre Diggs. So there's just I think what you see from the Ford family there is probably more than anything else an acknowledgement. We signed up for something that was a pretty massive change from what we had been.
617-779-0985. You want to weigh in on that? Feel free. Also, this quarterback touchdown record seems to be brought up quite a bit right now. Drew Brees, Tom Brady. Why is this a thing? And we'll talk about that with Bert Breer coming up now. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hell yeah, it is.
Take a look at 5 and 10. Glistening once again. With candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
617-779-0985. So, what's the quarterback record deal right now at Drew Brees? Did you break it the other day? Did you break a record?
Yes, he broke a record.
Broke a record. What's the number now?
541.
Does anyone care about this?
No.
No.
You care about wins and you care about Super Bowls. Total wins. Total wins is the number one.
Wow, you're really upset about this. Why does it matter?
I don't get it.
Because of the douchey run from 10 to 10 and take your helmet off and wave to everybody, then go hug your coach. Could you ever imagine Brady doing it? Or even Manning.
We might actually get a chance to see.
It might happen.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, like, he's three behind now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, is he? Ooh.
Four on Sunday.
Who do you want quarterback in your team, Drew Brees or Tom Brady?
I want Brady, but it's... I mean, Brees is damn good. I would take Brees.
Yeah, I'm not saying Brees is bad, but what this
money's
record
online
to me is so meaningless.
Hardy and I.
I don't know. I think it's meaningful. Here's what I think it's meaningful for him personally because of everything that he went through to get here.
Okay.
He had they draft Phillip Rivers in San Diego when he was the quarterback there. He has the shoulder issue.
Okay.
Having this sort of longevity for him. To get to something like this has incredible.
Drew Brees trade 100 touchdown passes for another Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course he would. Who cares?
But I think this is separate from Brady. I don't think it's fair to do this and compare it to Brady the back and forth because you have to look at the situation like Bert says. Okay, the way it took for him to get there.
Yeah.
What they had to do to overcome the type of...
The Chargers gave up on him.
No. But just the disaster, you know, of the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
For that team to come back, that team was...
We're talking about moving them to San Diego.
They had bags on their heads. They were the Aints. They became the Saints. He and Sean Payton
have
given stability to that organization. And those type of things need to be celebrated there because they haven't won in a while there. It's been a while.
To put this in local context, this would be like... So what Drew...
They should have been in a damn Super Bowl last year.
What Drew and Sean did last year. Right?
Yeah.
Or what Drew and Sean have done over the last 15 years to me is like if Drew Bledsoe and Bill Parcells had stayed and won championship.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? Like, I think that's local, because that's the Saints were in 2005, who the Patriots were in 1992. The same way Bledsoe and Parcells were transformative figures here, Breeze and Peyton have been transformative figures down there. The difference is that Breeze and Peyton took them over the top. Like, they turned them around, they changed who they were, and they took them over the top.
Yeah.
Great. The touchdown record, though, meaningless. It's not a number anybody knows. It's not a number anybody cares about. It's not something we've ever talked about other than, oh, there's someone who's going to break it.
So the reason why it's meaningless, the reason why it doesn't, the reason it doesn't have meaning is because the rules have changed. If you look at the top, I'd bet if you look at the top 10, there are probably 8 guys on there that played in our lifetime, and it may be all of them.
Played what?
Played in our lifetime.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
Right, because the rules have changed. And
the only guy who hasn't in the top 10 is Fran Tarkenton.
Right, so it's 9 of 10.
But if you want to keep going, it's it's way more. In the top 20.
Probably all guys who played 1980 till now.
No, right? In the top 20, there are 3 guys that have been out of the league a long time. One is Fran Tarkenton is one, Johnny Unitas is another, and Sonny Jurgensen is on there is at number 20. 3 guys in the top 20 who are outside of our lifetime. Like our football watching lifetime, you and I.
Like Joe Montana's the second. Is Joe Montana the second oldest?
No. Unitas.
Yeah. You've got 3 old guys on there.
So it's Unitas, Jurgensen, Tarkenton, and then the next oldest guy on the list is Montana.
Yep. That's who you got.
So that's why, but that's what you're talking about.
I'm saying
it has personal meaning for Breeze because of everything he went through.
I don't care about
Tom
it.
Tom hits a milestone in a
Wonderful.
Game this year.
And congratulations,
Bill gave the game ball after the game. Was that yardage that he came in second? He broke the record for yardage falling second. Brady took the ball and joked and said, you know, we don't celebrate a lot of twos around here.
I don't know. I'm just saying
that. But it was just like, private thing. That's not, hey, let's stop the game.
This is not about like, oh, you should only care about Super Bowls and winning like the Patriots do. No, nope. It's just these are records
different.
No one cares about. No one really cares about the records that much in football.
But maybe they care
it's not a statistically driven sport like maybe baseball is.
What was the other thing they stopped the game for? Gave him a certificate. It was like, remember, it was a piece of paper like a year ago?
That was passing yards last year.
Passing yards.
Broke Peyton Manning's passing yards.
Oh, really? What's the number? I have no idea, and
right.
I don't
he
care.
He gave his kids the speech on the sidelines.
Nobody cares about that.
Oh, that's right. He gave the awful, you can do anything you said your mind.
I got something else.
Oh, and then they had Peyton with the chopping tomatoes thing, thing the Broncos.
And I get the point, you remember? Jordan has 6 and Brady has 6. That's what you remember.
I get the point that you're making, Bert. Like, it has meaning to him. Like, defensive player of the year is going to have meaning to Stephon Gilmore.
Sure will.
I couldn't tell you who won it last year. I couldn't tell you who won it 2 years ago.
Right.
You know why? Because generally speaking, I don't really care who wins. Right. I hope he gets it because he deserves to be recognized for his level of play.
That is a badass season for defensive player. That's like your wrecking ball, man.
Well, it's like defensive MVP. The league should maybe rename the awards.
They should.
Offensive MVP, defensive MVP, right, because the MVP is always an offensive player, typically running back or quarterback.
Yeah.
And the last time someone was able to win it was 30-plus years ago when LT won it.
You look at the yardage, too. It's kind of funny. Eli is 7th.
Who would you rather be, Eli or Drew Brees?
Vinny Testaverde's 15th.
Who would you rather be, Brees or Eli Manning?
See, Brees has a championship, though.
Yeah, it's a little different.
So, you know what I mean? It's not like Brees is still...
So he, now listen, hold on real quick. So Sunday, if Drew Brees completes his first 4 passes against the Tennessee Titans, he will also break the consecutive completion streak.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
So you say, okay, who was the one, who would it be breaking? Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill is also holds it at 2 and 3. Jim, who's the other player we looked at? It was Rivers, Tannehill, and some other.
Oh, Foles.
Oh, Nick Foles. So they're going to celebrate something else if he breaks it on Sunday to put him and catapult him past Phillip Rivers, Nick Foles, and Ryan Tannehill. Like, that does nothing for me. Touchdowns is cool. Yards are cool. But you shouldn't stop a game and do it the way they do it. Do it after the game or throw it up on a Jumbotron. They stop the game.
Eric in North Reading. Hey, Eric.
So this is sort of a ridiculous argument based on the fact that those guys, I mean, Breeze, he played in a dome. I mean, Breeze been playing outside for friggin' 15 more years.
Manning played in a dome most of his career.
I don't even know what the argument is. My argument is that this is useless and nobody should care about
these
records.
We're not arguing about the record itself.
I mean, I understand why they do it. It's a
big
thing down there.
He's not wrong. Eric is right. Breeze, dome quarterback. Peyton Manning, dome quarterback.
Breeze has meant a lot to that team.
I always downgrade dome guys. Yes.
Tenure.
As you should.
Longevity, tenure, great guy. You know, I understand why they do it for him. I do.
It's easier to play in a dome. That's why we said the other day that Minnesota, if we are really going to talk about Minnesota as a potential landing spot for Tom Brady, 12 of their 16 games next year in a dome.
Not bad.
It's pretty good. Work if you can find it.
Sure is.
617-779-0985. More your calls, more with Burke coming up next. Another pair of Patriots tickets coming up 1 hour from now.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
Talk to Anthony in Medford. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, Eagle? The Pats, McCoy should have made it, and Collins should have made the Pro Bowl. I mean, 12 Ravens made it. I mean, I don't know. But on the line, the interior is awesome, man. Shelton's having a dynamite year, and guy. But on the ends, man, that dude, 90 Kellen, he sucks, man. He blows. He hasn't made a play all year, and he's been playing a lot lately, huh, Beagle?
Who's that?
Cowherd.
Calhoun, number 90. He's been playing a lot.
Okay. You don't like him?
No. Has he made a play all year? I haven't seen him.
He's been playing a lot?
Yeah. Check out his snaps, though. I mean, really.
Oh, he gets a lot of special teams, too.
Right. Yeah, he's talking about defensively, though.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. What's that? Turn your microphone on.
Yes.
There you go. We can actually look that up right now, how many snaps Cowher played on Sunday, and the number would be...
Calhoun's been inactive. I thought he said, he's got...
No, Calhoun played on Sunday.
Cowher's been inactive, not Calhoun.
Yeah. So is he talking about Cowher or Calhoun?
Calhoun.
Calhoun played 15 snaps on Sunday.
Okay.
23% of the defensive snaps.
All right, so I didn't think it was that much.
Yeah.
I didn't think he played a lot. Jim is in New Hampshire on Drew Brees and the TD record. Hi, Jim.
Just a quick point, listening to you guys' discussion, and I was thinking about this when they did the celebration. What happens if Brady throws 5 touchdown passes on Saturday, sets the new record, and then Brees throws 2 on Sunday, and resets the new record?
Stop all the games. Keep stopping all the games and start having celebrations for all of them.
I mean, it's not as if he broke a record that no one else can approach. There's a guy directly 1 touchdown behind him or 2 touchdowns behind him. This could go on for the next year. They could have a celebration every week.
And just whoever retires last will get the record over the other. It's like, what are we doing here? What is the point of this?
Exactly right. Take care, gentlemen.
All right, Jim. I just think I'm tired of seeing it on NFL Network. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you guys keep talking about it? Why does this keep coming up?
Well, because that game was a freaking blowout. The Colts are dead. There wasn't a ton to talk about coming out of Monday.
That might be it.
I mean, do you want to talk about Terrell Suggs being claimed by the Chiefs? Does that get you going?
Kind of.
A little bit.
Is he showing up? Did he show up?
That was probably he did. That's the next biggest news. So, like, it's not like part of it's the vacuum, right? Part of it's like the game wasn't a great game. It was over quickly. Breeze looked great, so that's part of the storyline.
I just always feel like the league has, like, this vested interest in pushing the storyline.
History. They love history.
And it's not even just them. I think all leagues are guilty of it now.
Yeah.
Something happened, it's like, this is historic. You know, I think there's a desire on the part of the fans to be able to say they were there to see something historic. Yeah.
Oh, they had.
It's really not that historic, guys.
They had a freaking hard on for the 100th anniversary.
For the what?
For the 100th anniversary. Like that was
Watch yourself, Bert.
AJ Green. AJ Green lost the year because of the 100th anniversary thing. You guys know about that, right?
No.
AJ Green's injury was caused by the NFL's obsession with the 100th anniversary thing. Okay, here's how it happened. The first NFL, first pro football game ever was played at Triangle Park in Dayton, Ohio, right? So the league came in with this initiative. We're going to have the Bengals practice. They have their first training camp practice where the first game was played, right? So they go in. They say, we're going to dig up the field. We're going to lay down a new field. It's going to cost $500,000.
He was in a slot to the left, and he ran a cut
route. Bengals are going to come and practice on this new field, right? And then we're going to donate it to the city. Great idea. Totally makes sense. 100%. Like, that'd be great. Well, it turns out about 4 months before they were going to do this, there was a Native American group that basically raised his hand and said, you can't do that. That's an ancient burial ground there. So the city went and like did some research. You know, they did the excavating and everything else. And I guess they found enough of whatever it is you're looking for to say, yeah, this is probably a burial ground. So we can't build on it. Right. So instead of the league just saying, okay, fine. They decide, no. We still need to have the practice in Dayton, even though it's not going to be at the same field, even though no one really even knows about it. So they moved it to Welcome Stadium, which is the University of Dayton Stadium. The coaches got out to the field, and I'm not kidding here. I'll show you guys pictures. They reached down. The turf felt loose. So you know those like rubber pellets that you...
Yeah,
so they
grind those
in. A couple of coaches like reached down into the turf, and what they saw wasn't rubber pellets. There were rocks in the turf. Like little pebbles in the turf. Players were slipping and sliding all over the place. The NFL made them go through with this. Even though, and the Bengals tried to say, like, well, what if we do it? What if we have it be our third practice? So it's not our first time out there. What if we do an autograph session on the field? No. You have to practice out there.
Oh, man.
And halfway through practice, AJ Green, little out route, comes down with the ball. Drake Kirkpatrick's kind of draped on him, slips on the turf, high ankle sprain out for the year.
Brutal. I saw the video. It's awful.
That is, I would sue them. That's what I would do.
AJ Green's also a free agent this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm. I know we've talked about that. I mean, his name has been brought up. If he was able to come back, you know, there was that discussion of it,
dude. I just that's the thing is like they get, but that's an example of how obsessed they were. They kept going through every stop sign. Oh, it's not going to be on the same field anymore. Oh, it's maybe like the priority was 100th anniversary.
Celebrate the 100 years.
Right.
Morons. Bill's in Boston. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm curious, you guys thought they stopped the game for the touchdown record last night? It didn't seem like there was any kind of celebration. They kicked a field goal within 45 seconds after the record.
No, we were joking about the passing record. When Breeze set the passing record, they stopped the game.
Oh, they did, yeah. Remember that?
They gave out the certificate in grade school where they give you, like, you know, you got 100 on your spelling test. They gave them, like, the printout.
but last night I was surprised at how much they didn't stop the game for that record, I think because Brady will probably pass it on Saturday and then Breeze will pass it again on Sunday next week. But I was surprised. I didn't think that they stopped the game much at all.
Yeah,
and
Brady passes this and gets four touchdown passes on Saturday, I don't even want a single mention of it. Like, I don't want don't even put it up on the board. Nope. Let's just keep conducting business as it needs to be conducted here. Tom Brady has more important things that he is thinking of. You know, Brady's not thinking about this.
Yeah,
he's not right now. Maybe later at some point he will, but not now. That's definitely not top of mind for him. George in Wakefield. Hey, George.
Yeah.
Hey, George.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Yes. Hello.
First time, long time.
Who you like to talk to?
Zoe, Bertrand, anybody.
Hang on a second, all right?
Yeah.
Let me put you on with the guys. All right, hello?
Hello.
Hey. Who's this?
Yeah, I have a question / comment about the championships that you mentioned, Jordan, and, of course, Brady.
Sure.
I was just wondering how Bill Russell's name doesn't come up in these conversations.
I understand your comment. I know we got a couple of those yesterday for the amount of rings that Bill, you know, Bill's won. I just think the league, for the modern-day league,
it's under one umbrella.
I mean, it'd be like in the early days comparing an AFL versus an NFL championship. That's why I scratch my head with the 100-year anniversary of the league. Like, how many Super Bowls? Like, there's only 53. So, like, how do you have 100? You know, it's confusing.
Well,
because of the time and when things switched.
And like, if you look at the teams that were, how many? Like, I think there maybe are the Bears. I think the Bears are the only team from the original NFL that's still around, okay. Right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Something like that.
The Cardinals maybe were like in the second or third year, right. And they were in Chicago at the time. And I think the Bears were like the Decatur Staleys. And that sounds right. But it wasn't the same league. It wasn't at all. It was like a Midwest, like it was all condensed into like four or five states. But the NFL wants to celebrate it. And so.
Whoa.
You FaceTime me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Why does Bill Russell not? Probably because most people are thinking more modern times, most likely. They're thinking about modern competition.
Like, I mean, I think you could. So how many? Russell won 11, right?
So what does that mean compared to the current guys? What is going on
over there? I'm sorry, it's an accident. I'm working. Hi. How are you?
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. It's my sister-in-law. Accident.
You pocket FaceTimer?
Take this damn thing.
I've got the tile issues. Zoe's got a FaceTime issue.
I didn't do
We're
it.
All over the
it
place.
It doubled itself.
2.5 days until Christmas for you guys, right?
He couldn't get it to hang up.
He's trying to get it. I can't get it to hang up. Can't do it.
We'll close things out with Bert Breer coming up. We're going to be talking to Brad Stevens. All this on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bert Breer, the MMQB.
You know, he went as far as he could without actually declaring, yeah, he's the best ever.
What else do you...
I didn't think they'd need him. I thought they'd be just fine.
But you thought they would have made some sort of move.
But I think they're just going to... But a big reason why I think they're going to be just fine.
But I like Sanu.
I like Sanu, too.
So I'm not mad that they got Sanu. I really like that they got him.
I think Sanu's a really good player.
That's a lot of talking over each other right there. Alec in the car wanted to talk about the Patriots receivers. Hey, Alec.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up, guys? So... Zoe's thigh looks like it's like as big as Matt Barr's torso.
Hey, so what? It's holding your hand. You get offended by any Christmas songs, Bert?
I'm not easily offended.
You cross time, you know, time gets buried.
Unless you're wearing AirPods while having a normal conversation, I'm not offended by much.
So it does offend you then.
I'm not offended by much.
What?
No, I'm just talking to Billy through the talkback. Billy Lanning.
Oh, Billy, the radio host, Billy.
Both he and I, big fan of that smooth jazz the Christmas tune there.
I like that.
A little, nice. It's got a Charlie Brown
I don't
feel
like,
to it.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
It's got a little like
Vince Guaraldi.
Vince Guaraldi trio
yes.
in there?
Yeah.
I don't like the sped up Neville thing. Don't do that. Don't do Brit Christmas. That's all.
Any final thoughts here before you go back to these calls, Bert, that you wanted to get out today?
Do we want to talk Spygate too or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you hear?
When's the punishment coming
down?
What
are they waiting on?
I mean, I think the league meeting last week sort of slowed things down. The more I think about it, the more it's like almost has to be a draft pick, right?
What?
Not if you
What do you mean the more you think
Well,
about
no,
it
doesn't have to be a draft pick.
I just like I look at like things that were pretty like I think considered fairly minor at the time. Like the Chiefs, the tampering thing with Jeremy Maclin, which is common. Like like tampering happens, they got busted. Like they gave up what a 3 for that. Like you look
yeah,
at
but
Seattle,
that's football
Seattle
organization
up,
doing it.
Seattle gave up draft picks for violating the offseason rules.
Yeah, like, but those are directly related to their football team.
But like isn't this a can of worms type thing where if you like let this go, like that's an issue for the league, right?
My feeling is the people across the league don't believe them.
I don't think that there's...
Do you get that sense, Bert?
The sense I get...
Just follow the reports and what people are reporting
I never
on.
Thought... No, I like the sense I've gotten from the people that I've talked to is that this looks horrible. And that the video that they took, again, like it does not look like video for like a TV feature. It looks like video that a coach would take if he had.
Okay, so if coaches are seeing that and they believe that's true, then they don't believe the Patriots version of
it. You guys want to read a text? I'll read a text for you this morning. This is a guy who's got background in pro scouting.
It just feels like the league is going to come after him again.
He said, "Look, not a good look at all. Put it this way. My father-in-law has no clue about football. If I told him to take a camera to the press box and film whatever he wanted, I can guarantee you he would not be focusing on coaches signaling to players and then following personnel groups onto the field. Maybe cheerleaders, the actual game, the scoreboard kiss cam, etc., but not coaches, signals, and players going on and off the field. There's only one reason you would be filming."
But he didn't tell him to film whatever you want. You heard Dave say, we get it right. We're trying to give the perspective of what the scout sees.
There's definitely...
So he's told not to shoot.
And so,
it's different than just saying, turn it on and film it.
So I believe the reason the Patriots... Like, okay. I believe what the Patriots are saying. That said, what happened, so you have to punish it. And I think Bill...
And their statements have sucked. I mean, they've had the statement that's been ripped apart now and is clearly bogus, which hurts them. The statement from Dave Mondillo with the bathroom trip in there. People look at that and say, what? Bathroom? What does this have to do with that? You were in the bathroom? What is this, some sort of excuse? Even though I don't think it was offered in that fashion, but it's a very convenient bathroom trip that gets thrown into the statement. They publicly have not handled it well, and the league can't stand them to begin with. So if you're saying, does it have to be a draft pick? I believe they will lose a draft pick, but I don't think that's going to be based on the evidence or lack thereof. I think it's going to be based on the fact that the league wants to come after them again, and they will, and they'll just do it. And the Patriots will have no recourse. They'll have no one to blame but themselves.
I don't know. I think the league's like mostly giving them the benefit of the doubt.
You know how you avoid the league coming after you and taking your draft picks? By not sending some guy to a press box to tape the sidelines of an opposing
team. And again, I mean, like,
opposing
this,
team.
This
that,
would be like,
that's how you avoid that.
I mean,
this,
you go to extreme.
I mean, how stupid. This whole thing is so stupid.
You go to extreme.
Anyone thought this was going to be okay
this
to
is
do.
Like, the this league is like, loves attention. They love content. They love the pumping of their teams. And this is a very popular team, but, you know, trying to do different things. League would go to extent to take, say, a high draft pick.
I'm not saying it's a high draft pick.
That would, but say it is.
Say it's a fourth rounder.
But say it is. Say it pisses off.
That's like crazy.
Say it pisses off football favorites. To the point where it's you could pretty much eliminate.
It was crazy.
This could go down a road where, okay, then you're going to do this to us. Then F the production stuff. Like, just eliminate it.
I'm at the point where
let me put this into context. Okay. Let's say, I'll give you guys an example that will be, I think, applicable here. All right. Let's say in the Saints game on Monday night, say DeMario Davis knocked Jacoby Brissett out of the game, right?
Okay.
And then let's say a Saints employee was seen handing an envelope of cash to DeMario Davis after the game. That's the equivalent. No explanation. Now, maybe there's a perfectly good explanation.
Oh, so you're taking it back.
Is that applicable?
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah.
Like, that would look horrible.
And nobody would believe them. And everyone would go after them.
And the league would have to do something about it, even if they had a perfectly good excuse.
Even though he was just paying back a small personal loan after the game.
Right.
And was like, no, this had nothing to do with anything on the field.
Right.
It just happened to be, I borrowed a few bucks from him, and I had to pay him back.
Right. So I'm like, you have to, like, there's just... There has to be something, and this is, again, this is no one's fault but the Patriots for not being, and I think the reason why the other 31 teams, and the sense I got was a lot of them did understand this because all of these teams now have in-house video departments, and it's hard to manage everything that goes on there because they're like the rest of the media. They want to get good exclusive content, and in a lot of ways, their jobs push up against what the football people are trying to do. So the other teams understand that part of it. That's, I think, central to all of this, right? Like, it's exactly what it is. The bottom line is, though, if you're the New England Patriots, the one thing you can't do, the one piece of equipment that you cannot get in trouble with, is a video camera.
Right. So stop going and taping. Do your jobs.
Right.
Different stadiums.
And
it should have never happened. They put themselves in a position for this.
And the minute
singular stadium.
Okay.
Like, the minute that anybody heard that somebody working for the Patriots was going into an opposing press box with a camera, alarm bells should have gone off in someone's head and said, "Hey, listen, okay, you have to be extra careful.
Or,
do not shoot the field.
Let's not go there and introduce yourself. Hey, I'm here doing this just so everybody understands what we're doing here.
Okay? Yeah, or don't do it. Or just skip it for the clicks you're going to get on that on your website. How about you just skip it and avoid this?
Right. I mean, like, how that didn't happen. That's the craziest thing to me is that the guy.
Do a piece on the guy who runs the sprinklers again or something, or cuts the grass on the practice field, or the guys who carry the blowers during training
camp. They've done that.
Do it again. Do those guys again.
That's the hardest thing.
Don't do this.
It's the hardest thing to get around is that they were allowed to leave the building, and it didn't click in anybody's head that someone from the New England Patriots was going into an opposing stadium in a game they weren't even playing in with a video camera. And it didn't go off in someone's head, hey, wait a minute. We got to be really, really careful. Because what happened was the opposite of that, right? What happened was sloppy.
Oh, that's absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
So...
Absolutely.
And again, like I hope people don't lose their jobs over this, but like the fact of the matter is like an alarm should have gone off in someone's head at some point. Like we are the New England Patriots and we are going into another team's facility with a camera. Like make sure every I is dotted, make sure every T is crossed.
And that's
on them. That's not on anyone else, that's not on the league or the 31 other teams.
I agree with you, Bert, but do we know that this is the only time that this has happened? I mean, have they taped other specials? I don't watch everything that they put out, but for all I know, they send a video.
Based on your history, Hardy, you have to be careful every single time. Yeah. It's just and look, like no matter what you think of Spygate, that's the bed that you're in, right?
What's that, so?
I'm talking to Jim.
Oh,
I said like no matter what you think of what happened in 2007 or 2014 or anything else. Like, that's the bed that you're in. Like, it's Bill's whole thing, right? Do business is being done. Well, right now, like, as long as Bill Belichick's the coach there, like, that's one thing you have to be careful about. That's doing business is being done.
That's why he's so pissed. And that's why,
right. He's pissed. Right.
Pissed off.
Right.
To the point where, like,
because it's his reputation. I'd be pissed if I were him.
Screw all the shows.
Yeah, if I were him, I'd be pissed too. It's his reputation.
Shut it down.
We'll just do foot. Yeah.
Shut it down.
That could be
no more of this.
Yeah.
That's it.
Done.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.